First Perek of Bikurim, first Mishnah. As we all know, the concept of Bikurim is one's first fruit from the Shiva Taminim he should bring to Yerushalayim, and we'll see the whole process of that which is done. Even though in the picture books they put a ribbon around one fruit, but we learned in Teya that you can make as much as your field. It's a bunch of Amen Shir. You can make a whole field into Bikurim if you want. Now, that which we proclaim Bikurim had to be brought to the Beit HaMikdash, put by the Mizbech, and then there was a certain parsha, Arami Oved Ovi, which we are familiar from the Haggadah. At the Haggadah we say the parsha of Mikra Bikurim, because the parsha of Mikra Bikurim is the parsha of Hodah, thanking Hashem for everything we have received, and that's Haggadah also, the time to thank Hashem for taking us out of Mitzrayim. There are those people that, those situations that you have Chayv and Bikurim and you have Mikra Megillah, and you have situation you have Mikra Bikurim, Megillah is something else, and there are those situations which bring the Bikurim and you do not say this Arami Avi Ovid for various reasons, and there are those situations that you grew through in Eretz Yisrael, you don't even bring it as Bikurim, and now the Mishnayot will explain that. Yesh Mavim Bikurim B'Koyim, there are those that bring Bikurim and they say the parasha of Arami Ovid Avi. Mivim V'Loi Koyim, there are those that bring it and do not read the parasha. Yesh She'enim Mavim, there are others that they grow the fruit and they're not even chayav to bring them. Elu Shein Mavim, the first list of our Mishnah are people that grew fruit in Eretz Yisrael and still they do not have to bring it at all. It says in the Torah by the parasha of the Bikurim, it should be Bikurei Ad Moscha, that it was grown from your land. So in situations that did not grow from your land, you will not bring Bikurim. So Noikil Tel Shaloi, the Hebrew Tel Shal Yochid, or Yishal Rabba. He planted something in his house, in his garden, and then he stuck the branch under the earth and had it go through his friend's property or Shulta Rabban's property. So since it's partly growing from property that she doesn't have a right to use, that it's not chayv in Bikurim. The chayna mavim mitosh of Yochad or mitosh of Rabban mitosh of Lo, or the other way around, he planted it in somebody else's field or in the Shulta Rabban and had it buried on the ground and come up in his garden, even though it's coming up in his garden, but its base is out of his garden. Or he planted his field and then he had a long branch which went underneath his friend or Rosh Hashanah Rabban, came up on the other side, which was once again his field, but still it's getting nourishment from the part that took root in the Rosh Hashanah Rabban in somebody else's field. All these are the Einem Levi. He doesn't bring them because, like we said, it's not Kula Miat Mosai, it's not all from his land. He says that in the case where you have it was planted on your side and it came up on your side, he says that we're talking about a case where he has permission to do it, but since he's doing it underground and he's not damaging the usage of the rabbim that are there, therefore let's consider that he has he does have rights for this. It's considered atmosa. Even though it's not Mamish's land, but he's not doing it illegally, that's good enough for Rabbi Yehuda. In the Maitre, we don't pass Rabbi Yehuda. It has to be Mamish, the land that Mamish belongs to you. If it's grown fully from the land it belongs to, then you bring the Bikurim. If not, you don't bring the Bikurim.